Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldin. Today we're Maseches Brachos, Daf Mem Zayin. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Bar Chana taught his son who was about to get married the following brisa. Says after reciting Hamotzi, the one who made the bracha is not permitted to break the bread until the listener is finished saying Amen. And this is because the Amen is considered part of the procedure of making the bracha. And the Gemara stated earlier that the bracha must be finished before breaking the bread. This is according to Rashi. So once again, the one who makes a motzi is not allowed to break the bread until the listeners finish saying Amen. Number two, a braisa lists the incorrect ways to respond Amen, with Ben Azai warning of the repercussions for doing so. So you have an Amen chatufa, which is like a snatched Amen. This is where the Aleph is pronounced with a Shva instead of a Kametz Gadol. So instead of saying Amen, he'd say Amen, and his days will be snatched away. Then there's an Amen ketufa. An Amen ketufa is an abbreviated Amen. So the nun at the end is not enunciated clearly, so it sounds more like Amen. So Ben Azai says his days will be abbreviated. Then you have an Amen Yisoma. That's an orphaned Amen. That's a case where a person responded Amen without really hearing the bracha, and Ben Azai says his children will be orphans. And then we're told, a person shouldn't throw a blessing from his mouth, just saying Amen hastily. And Ben Azai concludes that whoever is lengthy with the Amen, which means he pronounces it clearly, not too long, not abbreviated, he will merit length of days and years. So once again, the first 2 points are that the one who makes a motzi is not permitted to break the bread until the listener is finished saying Amen, because it's part of the bracha. And second, we have the various types of Amens, which are wrong to do, and there's repercussions according to Ben Azai. Number three, the Gemara brings up Brice that lists a number of opinions regarding who's considered an Amma Arts. Rabbi Lezer says anyone who does not recite Shema in the morning and the evening. Rabbi Yeshua says an Amma Arts is anyone who doesn't put on tefillin. Ben Azai says an Amma Arts is anyone who does not wear tzitzis. Rav Nassim says anyone who does not have a mezuzah on his door's entrance. And Rav Nassim Bar Yosef says anyone who has sons and does not raise them to learn Torah. And finally, the Acharim says, according to Rashi, anyone who didn't engage in the group discussions to discern the underlying reasons and applications of the Chumash and Mishnah. So once again, the 3 points are, Rabbi Bar Chana taught his son, who was about to get married, the Braisa, about the importance when one says Hamotzi, he must wait for the listeners to say Amen before breaking the bread. Secondly, we have the Braisa lists all the incorrect ways to say Amen, and Ben Azai warning of the repercussions of doing so. We have Amen Chatufa, that's a snatched Amen. That's where you say with a Shva instead of a Kametz Gadol. Then we have Amen Chatufa, an abbreviated Amen. That's where the Nun at the end isn't properly, his days will be abbreviated. Then you have an Amen Yasoma, that's an orphan Amen. That's a person who says Amen without really hearing the bracha, his children will be orphans. And Lizrak Bracha Mepiv, a person who shouldn't throw a blessing from his mouth, just saying it quickly. And he concludes Ben Azai by saying that whoever is lengthy with his Amen, meaning he pronounces it properly, not too long, but just properly, he will merit length of days and years. And thirdly, we have all the different opinions of who's considered an Amma Arts. Is it one who doesn't say Shema, another opinion doesn't put on tefillin, another opinion tzitzes, another one doesn't put a mezuzah on his door's entrance, Menasim Bar Yosef says anyone who has sons and doesn't raise them to learn Torah, and finally the Acharim says anyone who doesn't engage in group discussions, which is called Talmud, to discern the underlying reasons and application of the Chumash Mishnah, he's considered an Amen. This is Rashi's Pshat. All right, so now it's time for our Simon. So the Simon from Mem Zayin is going to be a maze. A maze. Here we go. The only way for the terrified contestants to escape the maze while being chased by a group of non-tzitzes wearing amaratzim was for the group leader to remember not to break the bread until everyone said a proper Amen. Once again, in slow motion. The only way for the terrified contestants to escape the maze, oh maze, that means we're on Daf Mem Zayin, while being chased by a group of non-tzitzes wearing amaratzim. That reminds us, we have a braisa that lists various Tanaim's opinions on who is regarded in amaratz. Rabbi Yehuda says anyone who doesn't recite Shema in the morning and the evening. Rabbi Yeshua says anyone who doesn't put on tefillin. Ben Azai says anyone who doesn't wear tzitzes. Rav Nassim says anyone who doesn't have a mezuzah on his door's entrance. Rav Nassim Bar Yosef says anyone who has sons and does not raise them to learn Torah. And the Cherim says anyone who doesn't engage in group discussions to discern the underlying reasons and applications of the Chumash and Mishnah, that's according to Rashi. Well, so the group leader to remember not to break the bread, that reminds the Rabbi Bar Chana, taught his son, who was about to get married, that after reciting a motzi, one who made the bracha is not permitted to break it until the listeners finish saying Amen. This is because the Amen is considered part of the procedure for making a bracha, and the Gemara states really that the bracha must be finished before breaking the bread. So for the group leader to remember not to break the bread until everyone said a proper Amen. And we learned, Bryce says, all the various incorrect ways to say Amen. Amen Chatufa, which is like a snatched Amen that's saying with a Shiva instead of a Kamatz Gadol. An Amen Ketufa, which is like an abbreviated Amen, that's without the Nun. At the end, it's more like an Ame. Amen Yesoma, that's when a person didn't hear the bracha itself. And we have Yizrak Bracha Mepiv, one shouldn't throw out a blessing from us saying Amen hastily. And Ben Azai concludes, whoever is lengthy with his Amen, meaning he pronounces it properly, the proper length, he will be zochen to arichas yamim shanim. He will merit length of days and years. So once again, the siman is, the only way for the terrified contestants to escape the maze while being chased by a group of non-tzitzis wearing amaratzim was for the group leader to remember not to break the bread until everyone said a proper amen. All right, so now it's time for four blah back hazara. Daf Mem Gimel. So the siman for Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here we go. The From Scratch and Sniff Spice magazine. So magazine reminds us we're on Daf Mem Gimel. And the From Scratch and Sniff Spice magazine reminds us this stuff talks about the various brachas we make for fragrances. Spring edition featured articles on how Talmidei Chachamim can avoid getting perfume on their clothes. Because we're taught there are six behaviors that are unbecoming for a Talmidei Chacham. One, going into the street with perfumed clothes in a place where people are suspected of homosexuality. Two, going out alone at night, lest he suspect of inappropriate behavior. Number three, going outside with patched shoes. Number four, conversing with a woman in the marketplace. Five, dining with Amei Arts, unlearned people, lest he be drawn after them. And number six, being the last to enter the Beis Hamidrash, lest people consider him lazy. So the featured articles on how Talmidei Chachamim can avoid getting perfume on their clothes so they don't get embarrassed in public. And that reminds us that Tamar was willing to be executed around the cause shame to Yehuda because it teaches us that it's preferable to cast oneself into a fiery furnace rather than shame one's fellow in public, as well as where to find blossoming trees in the month of Nisan. Because we learned the bracha that one says when we see a fruit tree in blossom during Nisan. Daf Mem Dalet. So the sim from Mem Dalet is mud. So here we go. The Jew in Chutzlars had just concluded his bracha on Me'in Shalosh with the words of Al HaPeros, because he learned the Gemara discusses the text of the bracha Me'in Shalosh, and it says that when one says the bracha in Eretz Yisrael on fruits, the bracha concludes with Al Peroseha. In the Gaulis, in the diaspora, the bracha concludes with Al HaPeros. So once again, the Jew in Chutzlars had just concluded his bracha Me'in Shalosh with the words of Al HaPeros, when he began to reminisce fondly about trekking through the mud. The mud reminds us of Daf Mem Dalet. He trekking through the mud in Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits of Genesar, because we were taught that the fruits of Genesar were so sweet it required salt to be eaten with it. But because it was so exceptional, when bread was eaten with the fruits of Genesar, the bread was considered tuffel to the fruits, which were considered ikker, and that's the salt that the Mishnah is talking about, the salty food the Mishnah is talking about. So to eat the mud in Eretz, trekking through the mud in Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits of Genesar and making a brain of fashos on its water. We have a Malkokas regarding when is a Borei Nefashos made. Rav Yitzhak Bar Avdim, he said in the name of Rav, it's made on eggs, on meat, but not on vegetables. Rav Yitzhak says, even on vegetables, but not on water. Rav Papa said, even on drinking water. So once again, the Jew in Chutzlars had just concluded his bracha of Me'in Shalosh with the words of Al Peros when he began to reminisce fondly about trekking through the mud in Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits of Genesar and making a Borei Nefashos on its holy water. Daf Mem Hei. So Daf Mem Hei, the simon is Monopoly, Ma, like Monopoly. Here we go. Two of the three fathers were tired of waiting for their children's Monopoly game to end. Monopoly, that means run Daf Mem Hei. So they forced the third one to join their Zimun, which reminds us that when three people eat bread together and two of them finish while the other one's still eating, the third is expected to interrupt his meal to join in the Zimun. But when only one of them finishes first, the other two are not obligated to interrupt their meal to make a Zimun on his behalf. And declare Hashem's greatness, which reminds us that the Gemara was seeking the source for the Mishnah's ruling that three people eat bread together are obligated to make a zimun. Rabasi said it was from Gadol Hashem Iti. In Rama Shmo Yachdav, Rabbi Yavahu says it's on the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godol El Keinu, and resolved that next time that only two of them would eat together so as not to be obligated in a zimun. Which reminds us of the Malkok is when two people eat together, are they allowed to make a zimun? Rav holds that two people are permitted to make a zimun. Rav Yochanan holds they are not. The verse of Gadol implies that two additional people are called to form the quorum, but two people alone lack the requisite number of deos, minds, to form a zimun. Daf Mem Vav. So the sim from Mem Vav is cows that go moo. So here we go. Farmer Brown's cow-themed bencher. Cow-themed, that reminds us we're on Daf Mem Vav. Farmer Brown's cow-themed bencher guided the one leading the zimun to go up until the end of a zum, which reminds us of the Malchokas regarding how far the bracha of the zimun extends. Right, Rav Nachman says it extends to and includes the leader's response of Nivarech. Rav Sheshe says it includes the first bracha of Hazan. According to Rashi, Rav Sheshe holds that the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon is Ha'art. Tosas and the other Rishonim interpret Rav Sheshe differently. A reminder to bless Farmer Brown to have lots of prize-winning cattle. After all, he did get big pieces of bread out at the beginning of the meal, which reminds us that Rav Yochanan said in the Rav Shmuel Yochai that the Baal Bais is the one to break the bread, and a guest leads the birch as a Muslim. The reason the Baal Bais is the one to break the bread is because he'll be generous and cut larger pieces, which a guest would not be comfortable doing. And the reason a guest leads the Zimun is to enable him to bless the host by saying that he read some paragraph toward the end of benching. And instructions for his farmers to skip a Tova Hametiv and get back to the fields. Which reminds us that the Gemara brought different proofs that the bracha of a Tova Hametiv and Birchas Hamazon is not deraisa. Rav Yosef says it's from the lach that laborers may delete it. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel in the name of Rub derives from the fact that it is next to the bracha Bonei Shalayim, yet it still begins with the word Baruch, where deraisa wouldn't require Baruch since it would be considered a bracha's Muchel Chaverta. And Rav Nachman derives from the halacha that it's not recited in the house of a mourner. All right, so now it's time for a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we have the sources brought that one should make a zimun of Gadu Hashem Iti or Kishem Hashem Ekra? That's on Duff. Mem Hey, good. Number two, where do we learn about the improper ways that one pronounces Amen and the repercussions for doing so? That's on Duff. Mem Zion, good. Number three, where do we learn that one would make Motzi on Pasaba Bekisnin depending on the amount that one eats? That's on Duff. Membeis, great. Number four, what does the actual Zimun text include? That's on Duff. Membab, number five, what do we have the Machlokas regarding what Barei Nefashos is said on? That's on Duff. Memdalad, good. Number six, what do we have the Machlokas regarding when a meal is considered over? That's on Duff. Membeis, good. Number seven, where do we have the six behaviors that are unbecoming to a Talmud Chacham? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel, good. Number eight, where do we have the various opinions regarding who is considered an Amma Arts? That's on Duff. Mem Zion, good. Number nine, where do we have the Machlokes regarding whether two people can make a Zimun? That's on Duff. Mem Hey, good. And number 10, where do we have the Machlokes whether Min Shiva Adiv or Min Chaviva Adiv, whether it's preferred to make a bracha on one of the seven species or on a fruit that one prefers? That's on Duff. Memov. Great. All right, so that concludes our pop quiz for today. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.